Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
The video camera is running.
Oh my God! Anyone emergency?
Give me an ambulance out here!
What you're about to see in the next 60 minutes is real. Real cops. Real crooks. Real cases. Everything from state-of-the-art training to terrifying shootouts. The most reckless criminals, the most bizarre and unusual crimes ever captured on tape. From high-speed chases to robbery in progress. From impossible rescues to insane crimes of passion. We've gathered this amazing video from departments all over the world. Much of it has never been seen outside the law enforcement community. What you see may shock you, frighten you, anger you. But we bring it to you for one reason. Because knowledge is power. A power that could save your life.
John Bunnell. The technology of cops and robbers is becoming more sophisticated every year. But ultimately, it still comes down to outsmarting the bad guys. Tonight, you're going to see some crooks who think they're pretty clever. You're also going to see some cops at their best. So tighten your seatbelts. It's going to be an interesting ride.
Denver, Colorado. A man in a stolen truck flies down the interstate with a fleet of police cruisers in hot pursuit.
We understand that this suspect has a criminal record going back 15 years.
The suspect pushes his 200-horsepower truck to the limit. But the officers have one advantage that this man wasn't counting on. A news chopper following his every move.
Going down Robert Morris Bridge now.
The suspect punches the gas. Because of the traffic, the officers have to back off.
Suspect is way ahead now.
But the pilot gets on the police frequency and guides the pursuing officers.
Westbound on I-70 at this time. Suspect is still going about 85, 90 miles an hour. All right, he's boxed in.
The suspect has run right into rush hour traffic.
No, he's out. He's out of it now.
But the congestion doesn't slow him down.
He must be capping more than 100 now.
He flies by motorists, bikers, truckers, and even grade school children. Hundreds of innocent lives are in danger. The cops have to stop this maniac. Now, beneath an overpass, the police set up a roadblock. The suspect speeds directly toward it. He can't slow down. He slams into an unmarked police car. The cops quickly cut him off.
He may have had an accident there. He stopped. This could be over. No, wait a minute. He's backing up. He's speeding away.
A cop trains his service revolver at the truck's tires.
Shots fired.
But the bullets narrowly miss their mark.
Okay, we're going on Colorado Boulevard now. Colorado, he's going northbound. Northbound Colorado.
Unbelievably, his driving becomes even more reckless. He even forces an 18-wheeler onto the shoulder. And after nearly clipping this car, he flies through these stoplights.
He's going through a lot of red lights.
It's a disaster waiting to explode. And then it does.
This is a very serious accident.
The innocent victim survives.
Next thing I see is a truck coming. Wonder why he's going, it's my turn, basically. And next thing I know, someone's asking me, are these my glasses?
Now on its last leg, the mangled truck piles into a parked 18-wheeler. This trucker, realizing the danger, flees on foot. The cops quickly arrive on the scene and swarm the vehicle. The man's pulled out and arrested.
Suspect is in custody.
This mile-high criminal now faces charges ranging from grand theft auto to aggravated assault. Considering how fast and recklessly he ran, he's lucky the charges don't include manslaughter. The smash and grab, one of the lowest forms of thievery.
If something's in the way of what a criminal wants, they'll just smash and grab. Golden, Colorado. A glass door shatters. Two women bolt into a liquor store. They quickly grab whatever cheap bottles of booze they can. The women leave, but a random bystander strides in. But he doesn't call the police. Instead, he grabs as much liquor as he can hold. While the women went for the whiskey and bourbon, he goes straight for the brandy and gin. Risking charges of breaking and entering for a few bottles of cheap booze. How pathetic can one get? But what happens when a crook can't even crack the barrier? Forsyth, Georgia. A juvenile strolls up to this closed store. He picks up a large object and heaves it towards the thick glass doors. But instead of crashing through, it bounces off like a rubber ball. The kid panics and runs. No smash, no grab. When criminals can't break in by the usual methods, they do the crash and grab. Atlanta, Georgia, a department store. These crooks used a battering ram, their pickup truck. Seconds later, three felons rush in and loot the store. They're in and out 2 minutes flat. But outside, surveillance cameras catch their license plate. They're as good as busted. Newcastle, England. A stolen Range Rover crashes into a warehouse. Moments later, thieves head directly to the pricey digital camcorders. But the joke is on them. They're being taped by cheap surveillance cameras. Instead of thousands of dollars in goods, all these guys end up with are jail sentences. These smash and grabbers thought they were getting away with robbery. But they were wrong. They were all caught on police video, with enough evidence to convict every single one of them. It's carnival time in Brazil. Partiers have gathered to watch the launch of a hot air balloon. Its basket is filled with fireworks. But something goes wrong. Suddenly, they start shooting off too close to the ground. The sparks rain down, igniting the rest of the fireworks below. Onlookers quickly realize this isn't part of the show. The chain reaction continues until the entire arsenal explodes. It's like a combat zone as the crowds dodge flash bombs and streaking rockets. 20 people suffer injuries as a night of celebration becomes a night of terror. Sevier County, Utah. Sheriff Phil Barney stops a sport utility vehicle for speeding.
Hi. Could I see your license and registration, please?
He quickly learns the car isn't registered to the driver or the passenger.
Who is Andrew?
It's the owner of the car.
Where is he?
The sheriff checks the names and discovers these are not law-abiding vacationers.
Charge and conviction 1 of 92, fraud and possession of handgun. Failure to appear on forgery.
Barney calls for backup and then approaches the suspects again.
I understand you're wanted out of Maryland for forgery. I'd like to look in your vehicle. May I do that?
The suspects get out. Sheriff Barney makes sure they stay clear of the vehicle.
You step up front with her.
But when the sheriff starts searching the back of the truck, the man and woman stop cooperating.
Step back up front of that.
Acting like they didn't even hear him, the suspects get into the car.
Hold it.
Backup arrives just in time as the driver starts up the engine.
Hey, get your ass out of that car. Hey!
The cops fire at the SUV's tires, but when the bullets miss their mark, this becomes a pursuit.
They got dope there.
Are they?
Yeah.
The sheriff catches up quickly.
Chase going.
What he sees next is incredible. The suspect throws kilo-sized packages of white powder out the window. When it hits, powder explodes across the highway. But these drug-ditching felons aren't done yet. They throw out another bag. And another. And another. And even one more.
That's about 5 kilos, Dwayne, and he's thrown out.
But Sheriff Barney isn't about to sit back and see how much more these smugglers will dump.
Got your shotgun when you get at him?
Yeah.
Go up here and I think he's tired out.
The deputy roars into the lead and levels his shotgun at the suspect's rear tire. When he's in position, he takes the shot. The truck pulls to the side.
Be ready. Cover me, we'll get him out.
And when the suspects finally stop, Sheriff Barney's in no mood for games.
Step out with your hand up and on your face.
He wastes no time cuffing the male suspect while the deputy arrests the woman. Closing the book on these two smugglers. Clueless drug runners don't stand a chance against cops like Sheriff Phil Barney. Because he's out there every day, making sure this is the only way that drugs hit the streets. Next, on World's Wildest Police Videos, pray for the best, but prepare for the worst. A high-octane standoff. Low-down drug runners. And a 10-year-old kid who plays tag with the cops.
What?
Next.
All side of the road.
Life on the street. Can get strange in a hurry. A 10-year-old can be the world's wildest driver. Trained passengers can become fugitives. And man's best friend is a crook's worst nightmare. Seymour, Indiana. Officer J.B. Hamblin answers a radio call about a stolen pizza delivery car.
The victim in this case was a pizza delivery man. He had walked from his vehicle, with the vehicle running, walked up to a house to make a delivery.
Officer Hamblin spots the stolen vehicle near an industrial park.
I believe I got it in parking lot down here. They know I'm behind them.
Instead of pulling over, the driver speeds up, daring the officer to catch him.
When I saw the driver weaving all over the road, I initially thought the suspect was drunk.
The suspect swerves crazily. He could be drunk or on drugs. Officers also fear this kind of driver may be suicidal and might swerve into oncoming traffic. Without even pausing to look for other cars, the suspect runs a stop sign. He's now headed straight toward a commercial airstrip.
We're going to the runway.
The airport is used by both cargo and passenger planes. If one should attempt a landing now, the results would be devastating.
We're heading back to you. Watch it, 31. Watch it.
The suspect cuts across grass to avoid an unmarked cruiser.
I'm going with him. Don't get yourself hurt.
An officer was utilizing a roadblock to try to slow the vehicle down.
Heading directly for the roadblock, the suspect picks up speed. Suddenly, he turns and narrowly avoids crashing into the cruiser.
The suspect chose not to slow down, instead sped up, nearly hit this parked car head on.
He should have slowed down when he had the chance.
And when he came back on the roadway, he just never gained control of the car.
Amazingly, the vehicle lands upright, but the impact snaps the rear axle like a popsicle stick. When a burly officer opens the door and yanks the driver from the car, he gets the surprise of his life. The driver of this car is a child, a 10-year-old boy.
Unfortunately, the vehicle was dark tinted windows, couldn't see in the car, couldn't see the driver at all. He realized that this person may be 90 pounds wet.
The boy wasn't drunk and he wasn't on drugs. He simply didn't have the skill to keep the car driving straight.
Seymour, contact intake. We have a juvenile J3.
Because of his age, the suspect was not charged, but his parents will make sure he won't go joyriding again.
I couldn't believe that a 10-year-old fled from me in a car, was able to drive the car, to reach the pedals, to reach the shift, the clutch, and able to operate the car the way he did.
This may be the youngest pursued suspect ever. He's certainly one of the smallest, and definitely one of the luckiest. Santa Cruz, California. It's chaos at the local convenience store.
Get out of here! Get out of your car and get out of here!
Cops mobilize for a terrifying showdown with an armed madman. An hour earlier, he had stolen a car at gunpoint and led police on a wild chase. Now he walks around the gas pumps, pistol in hand, threatening everyone in sight.
Guys, come in your way!
One spark from a bullet could ignite the entire station. At one point, the irrational man calmly fills his car with gasoline. The officers stay on guard. When he finishes, he struts in front of them, waving his gun and smiling tauntingly. He actually seems to be enjoying it. Finally, the police unleash a canine unit. The man shoots wildly. And the cops are forced to open fire. Police officers use lethal force only as a last resort. But when an armed psychopath with nothing to lose starts shooting, he leaves officers with no choice. Camden County, Georgia. When a driver prays during a routine traffic stop, the cops have to wonder what's going on.
The officer had a real big suspicion that something wasn't right, and that's why he called us to back him up.
A canine unit is called in to search for drugs. The driver's buddy is sitting in the passenger seat, nervously watching as the dog heads right for him. The deputies wait for a positive response. And that's it. The dog smells drugs.
Watch the update.
The canine officer runs the test again just to be sure. Another positive hit. They now have probable cause to search the car.
Damn.
But he's not so cooperative.
Hey, 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 1080, 1080, 1080, 1080.
When he hops into the driver's seat, this passenger becomes a fugitive.
You could look into his eyes and tell he had other plans. He wasn't going to stick around.
Hey, 1080, 1080, 1080, 1080.
Deputy Fred Sutton fires 3 shots into the tire, but the suspect peels out anyway.
Get out of the way! Get in the back!
The officers have no time to be gentle. They wrestle the original driver in the back of the cruiser, and the chase is on.
Go get him, Jason! Go get him!
Greg, be advised, he's got a load of cocaine.
But the officers notice the suspect throwing something out the window.
He's throwing drugs out of the vehicle. Halfway during the chase, I ran over some of it. I seen it when I ran it over, and it just like a cloud of dust. And
moments later, the suspect pulls over.
Put that dog on him, Jason.
Now that he's gotten rid of the drugs, why shouldn't he turn himself in?
Get out of my car!
The smug suspect figures he's only facing traffic charges now. Wrong.
When he threw it out, it went back against the car, and there was white powder all along the side of the car. Tested positive for cocaine, and we're picking pieces of cocaine out of the cracks of the interstate for about an hour.
Hands up.
These cocky criminals thought they could beat the rap and put one over on the Camden County cops.
Get 80.
But they didn't have a prayer.
Get out of the way! Get...
Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos, the hottest moments yet. A rolling flamethrower burns up the road, fired up protesters, turned streets into a living hell. And a hot tip sends cops exploding onto the scene. It's time to turn up the heat.
Put them up now.
And feel the burn. Next. Cops on the street feel the rush and fight the crush, because if it's booming, banging, or bashing, the cops are there.
On traffic stops, cops learn to expect the unexpected. While you see what you think is a drunk driver, it might be illness, it might be a mechanical problem, but going into it, you've got to expect the worst.
Milan, Ohio. Highway Patrol Officer K.P. Fleming responds to a report of a driver smashing into another vehicle. He finds the suspect's blue truck weaving down the turnpike at 95 miles an hour. He must be stopped, and stopped now. But before Fleming can take action, the driver does something unbelievable. He broadsides a 40-ton truck. Then, incredibly, he sideswipes the semi again. Officer Fleming has seen drunk drivers before, but he's never seen anything like this. It's as if the drivers deliberately picked a fight with the biggest and most powerful vehicle on the road. Retreating from its war with the big rig, the pickup now bears the scars of battle. A hubcap goes flying like a bullet shot from a gun. Rubber begins to peel off as the tire disintegrates. Tire gone. The suspect speeds along on the steel rim, showing no signs of stopping.
Steve, can you confirm that it is a single white male?
Trooper Fleming would expect a drunk to give up at this point, but this driver keeps going.
Unit 16, we have loaded backup.
He seems oblivious to the destruction he's caused to the highway and his own vehicle. With his truck falling to pieces beneath him, he slams into another semi one more time. Finally, the pickup crawls to a stop. Trooper Fleming rushes the vehicle, leaving nothing to chance.
Put him up! Put him up now!
Fleming finds the driver frightened and confused, and realizes the man is suffering from Alzheimer's disease. He had driven off alone, and his frantic family was searching for him everywhere. Fleming took him to a hospital, where he was reunited with them. Miraculously, no one was hurt by the man's wild ride. Seoul, South Korea. Thousands of students demand political change. Police demand order. Now both forces are locked in a violent struggle, with neither side about to give in to the other. Ill-equipped students exchange books for sticks and homemade firebombs. But the students have numbers on their side. Riot police are forced to withdraw and regroup. Angry protesters hurl firebombs at retreating police. Riot police call in assault vehicles. They launch hundreds of rounds of tear gas. It seems to work. The large mob starts to disperse. But just blocks away, another group mounts a charge. A handful of police get separated from the group. Sensing their desperation, students close in from both sides, pelting them with rocks and bottles. Police manage to rescue their comrades, but the rioting goes on. What students lack in modern weaponry, they make up for in sheer determination. But police are equally determined, and order is finally restored. But keeping order will be difficult. This riot wasn't South Korea's first, and it probably won't be its last.
Law enforcement receives information from a variety of sources. They especially like it when criminals turn on their own. It's true, there is no honor among thieves. And that can prove to be a huge asset for the police.
Copenhagen, Denmark. A TV cameraman gets tipped off about a prison break. He arrives at the scene, camera rolling. What happens next is incredible. A 10-ton bulldozer emerges from the rubble, along with a flood of escaping convicts. The bulldozer has knocked out an entire wall of the prison. Before police can plug the leak, 13 dangerous prisoners have escaped. Caught off guard, the officers fan out and conduct a door-to-door search. The anonymous tip came just in time to help police shut off escape routes. It's not long before all 13 convicts are back in their cells. Here we are in Tampa, Florida. A local TV station receives a tip that an armed bank robbery is about to occur. The station alerts the police. A SWAT team clears the bank and locks the main entrance. Now they wait for the robbers to arrive. When the armed suspects try the front door, they find it locked. They have no idea that authorities have been tipped off. Then a police van pulls up. The police set off flash grenades to disorient the gunmen. The suspects respond with gunfire as they try to run, but they're surrounded. Moments later, two of the three suspects wisely drop their weapons. The third gives up only after he's been wounded. thanks to a hot tip. This robbery was doomed to fail before it began. All the gunman came away with was a trip to the courthouse. Police never know where their next tip will come from, but they're always ready to turn a hot tip into a quick arrest. Next, on World's Wildest Police Videos.
Suspect is now on the wrong side of the road.
Tough Georgia deputies take a felon off the road. A rainy day runaway takes a nasty spin. And an Aussie daredevil takes it on the chin. Blues from down south.
Get on the ground!
Plus thunder from down under. Equals barn-burning action. Next. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
How you doing?
Tell the ambulance to come in.
Some crooks run like crazy.
He's got a gun.
Some stand their ground.
It ain't worth it.
Some come right at you, head to head. But they all have one thing in common. They never thought it would end like this. Tracking suspects by helicopters become increasingly common around the world. Officers on the ground can only see what's in front of them. But in the air, the police can see it all. Brisbane, Australia. A dangerous mental patient escapes from a psychiatric ward. Within hours, he has stolen a car. Now he leads Brisbane police on a reckless high-speed chase. A police helicopter follows his every move.
The suit is at 80 kilometers now. All motor units, exercise caution.
Without his medication, his behavior becomes increasingly psychotic.
All drivers be aware, this suspect has a previous incident of history of violent behavior. Extreme caution is necessary.
Now he's putting countless innocent lives at risk. It's rush hour and commuters are headed home, unaware of the danger coming up fast behind them. A pickup truck moves over to avoid getting hit. The next driver may not be so fast.
I'm coming on in a difficult traffic.
At a crowded intersection, the suspect slows down. Police think they have him, but the demented driver punches his way through, clipping one police car and weaving around another vehicle. The way this escaped patient is driving, he'll be back in the hospital in no time, through the emergency room. More officers join the pursuit, but the suspect jumps from street to street, at times going in complete circles. Police get their chance when the suspect's way is blocked by traffic. On his right, a cement barrier boxes him in. But this lunatic isn't going to let a divider stop him. He drives clear over it and into oncoming traffic.
Suspect is on the wrong side of the road. Wrong side of the road. He's still going now.
Police can't let this madness continue. By now, even the pedestrians have had enough. One man runs to the car and tries to grab him. But the patient just hits the gas and barrels back over another divider. Approaching heavy traffic, he gives the officer behind him a chance to box him in. The officer moves up fast.
I think they have him now, they have him.
But he's half a second and a half a foot too late. The suspect sees the trap and speeds through just in time. Then the cops get a break. A bus driver up ahead sees the close call in his rearview mirror and realizes he's in a position to get it right. Timing his move perfectly, the driver cuts over hard. The smaller vehicle is no match for the massive bus. Within seconds, Brisbane police are closing in, but the suspect's door is open in a flash.
Suspect is fleeing on foot. Officers are now in pursuit on foot.
The man is fast, too fast for his own good, racing through a hedge. He loses his step and stumbles down a hill. Within seconds, he's tackled from all sides. The mental patient has returned to the psychiatric ward without a scratch. His stolen vehicle didn't do as well. But a total car is a small price to pay for getting a violent mental patient off the street. Amazingly, no one was injured in this frantic chase down under. Thanks to the determination of Aussie police and the bold maneuver of a Brisbane bus driver, this crazy pursuit is over. Drunk driving. In the blink of an eye, lives are shattered. If you're lucky enough to survive such a tragedy, the lingering effects can be devastating, both physically and emotionally. A passenger in a crash like this one was left paralyzed from the waist down. The driver was drunk. After years of mounting resentment at the man who was driving, the passenger is snapped. Packing two semi-automatic pistols, the man goes looking for the friend who was driving that night. But he's nowhere to be found. The man wants revenge now. In a bizarre twist, he goes after the person who sold his friend the car.
Roger that. I see a man down near the driveway. Over.
Moments ago, he rang the car salesman's doorbell. When the salesman answered, he was shot in the stomach. Now the shooter circles the street like a madman, holding police and paramedics at bay. If the salesman doesn't get help soon, he will bleed to death. But the suspect won't let anyone near him. Neighbors look on, stunned. The victim's dog barks at the shooter, trying helplessly to protect his fallen master. At this point, paramedics are also helpless. It's a critical moment for the police. To save a life, they may have to take a life. But this is no ordinary standoff. The suspect allows a negotiator to approach. The man's life depends on his ability to gain the shooter's confidence. It works. Paramedics move in to retrieve the victim, his dog still doing its best to protect him. He's rushed to a waiting ambulance. But the shooter still has a gun, and now he's angry. He feels tricked and warns police to back off. A SWAT team is called in to bring this standoff to a close. The suspect sees them and grows even more disturbed. He issues a clear warning.
Shots fired. Repeat. Shots fired.
Copy, shots fired.
Negotiations seem on the brink of collapse. The suspect fires off another round. Negotiators make a last-ditch effort to end the standoff peacefully. Finally, the man has a brief moment of sanity. For the first time in 3 hours, the suspect agrees to holster his weapon. And moments later, it's all over. Thanks to expert negotiators, more bloodshed is avoided. Clearly disturbed, the suspect is taken for psychiatric evaluation. The car salesman survived his wounds. But for this victim of drunk driving, it's obvious that some wounds will never heal. Warsaw, Indiana. A rainy day pursuit of a stolen sport utility vehicle.
Near Wayne Junior High.
10-4.
Behind the wheel, a 14-year-old kid who picked a bad day for a joyride.
Very wet out here.
The kid isn't even old enough for driver's ed. He showed up at school in a stolen car to impress his friends. Now he takes a corner at top speed. The officer knows this eighth grader is in way over his head.
12, I need some backup.
The cop tries to pull him over, but the kid only goes faster. One mistake and he won't see juvenile court. He'll wind up in the morgue and maybe take some innocent lives with him. Knowing that other cops have set up a roadblock, the pursuing officer wisely drops back.
I can't see him. He must be doing 90 now.
The kid approaches a busy intersection. The officers block off the side routes but let him pass. They want to lead him to a less populated area. The plan works. On a desolate country road, the cops box him in. But the kid just rams his way through, sideswiping the officer's unit.
Suspect has struck a police vehicle.
This punk has gone beyond simple car theft. He's just assaulted a police officer with a deadly weapon. He's about to find out how deadly that weapon can be. He takes the corner too fast, and it's all over. From the cruiser behind, the officer can clearly see that the heavy vehicle can't maintain traction on the slick road. The rough approach has even jarred loose the officer's camera.
Hands up, get out of the car.
They pull the kid from the vehicle head over heels. Stunned by all that's happened, he finally cooperates. This boy should have stayed in school today. In time, he would have learned how to drive safely. Instead, he learned a lesson that was a real no-brainer. Drive carefully on wet streets, and never, ever run from police. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos. Deep in the heart of Georgia.
Oh man, bingo.
Pistol-packing criminals run and gun.
Put your hands in the air.
On four wheels, on two wheels, and on no wheels.
Suspect is down on foot.
But no matter how hot it gets,
suspect now in custody.
The cops take them down with a bang.
You know anything about that, do you?
10-4, got a 10-9, explosives bank.
Cops know that people are innocent until proven guilty. But if these guys are so innocent, why are they running?
Most people think serious crime only happens in big cities. But the rural South has more than its share of dangerous criminal activity. In Dooley County, Georgia, they know how to handle the problem. With a sheriff's department that's second to none.
We brought our cameras to catch these men and women in action. We covered everything from violent simulation training missions to dangerous high-speed pursuits. From what we saw, any criminals with Georgia on their minds better think twice about Dooley County. This cyclist thinks his mean machine can outrun a Dooley sheriff's deputy.
Suspect is now doing 15 to 20 zone.
The cyclist tears up the road like a jackhammer on wheels. On a hard turn, he just misses a guardrail.
I just passed for another northbound on 20. Speed's 105.
He takes a curve at 110. G-forces push him across the road.
Okay, we're coming up to 17 junction now.
10-4, junction 17.
A crossroad. The suspect tries to fool the deputy by changing direction. The only person he throws off is himself, right off the cycle. Incredibly, the man is still going. He jumps to his feet and races for an open field. But if he thinks he's getting away after all that, he's got another thing coming. The Dooley County deputy follows him, vehicle and all.
Dispatch, suspect is down on foot. We are still in pursuit at this time.
Copy, suspect on foot.
The man staggers. He's exhausted. He falls. And finally, he's under arrest. Three times the suspect escaped death. But no one escapes the law in Dooley County. In some cases, the suspects don't try to run, but they do have something to hide.
How you doing tonight? Take driver's license, please. The reason I stopped you, check it 82 miles an hour and it was gone. Any reason for running that fast tonight?
Something wrong with this car as far as acceleration.
The man says the car belongs to someone else. In Dooley County, that's a warning sign. The driver's answers are all evasive. Then he talks to the passenger.
How you doing?
All right, now.
You know who's driving the car? You know him?
My friend.
What's his name?
Bob.
The driver gave his name as John. The deputies know something isn't right.
I do it with stolen. See, out here on I-75, we run into a bad problem out here with people transporting illegal guns, drugs, that sort of thing. Would you have any objection to me searching to make sure?
The suspects, of course, are allowed to refuse consent unless the deputies find probable cause. A canine officer arrives to do a quick sniff for drugs. His scratching indicates that drugs are present. Now the deputies have a right to search. In the ashtray, a deputy finds marijuana.
Don't you know anything about that, do you?
But these cops aren't interested in one marijuana cigarette. Their instincts say that there's more to this Lincoln than meets the eye.
Oh, man, bingo. Man, we got a gun. Marijuana, I know. Man, it's got to be about 40 feet from park.
The deputies discover a semi-automatic, a party-sized bag of marijuana, and a double kilo of cocaine.
With that size compartment, there's no way that that compartment's built to hold that. I wonder if that's their cut.
Might be.
They may have gotten their cut, but these smugglers couldn't get their story straight.
So what'd you say your name was again?
John.
Bobby.
Scott.
Ed.
Ed?
We call them peanuts.
Whatever their names are, the trip through Dooley County is about to take a detour, straight to prison. Some of the worst chases follow a robbery in progress call, so deputies train constantly to quicken the response time. Here, an armed robber is caught on a bank surveillance camera. Hidden in his paper, a 45. The teller pretends to cooperate. The robber doesn't realize she's tripped a silent alarm.
10-4, got a 10-9, Citizens Bank, 10-9, Citizens Bank. 10-25.
A Dooley deputy arrives at the parking lot just as the suspect flees. A police helicopter locates the suspect. On the ground, deputies pursue him at nearly 120 miles per hour.
Dooley, be advised, road crosses 15, about a quarter mile past the overpass.
10-4, coming up on 50.
The suspect takes a turn. He nearly loses control. His vehicle weaves like a snake in the Georgia grass. On a dirt road, the suspect leaves a blinding cloud of dust in his wake, but he can't see what's around the bend.
All units be advised, the sticks are down. Repeat, the sticks are down.
Just ahead, deputies have laid out a spike strip. His tires are history.
10-4, suspect just hit the stick. His tires going down.
Even with flat tires, the suspect pushes forward. But with deputy vehicles all around him, he's now boxed in. The suspect tries one last desperate move. He pulls into a deserted house.
Dooley, be advised, suspect's bailing out.
When we return, the Dooley County deputies face a deadly standoff.
All fire department personnel, please stay clear.
Next, on World's Wildest Police Videos, Dooley continues.
Throw your weapon and come out with your hands in the air.
One man's criminal rampage leaves a community sifting through the ashes of ruin. Next. An armed robber leads Dooley County deputies on a high-speed pursuit. Desperate, he pulls into a deserted house.
Dooley, be advised, suspect's bailing out.
Even before his vehicle stops, the man is out of the car and running inside. They want this man in custody now.
The suspect is armed. Repeat, suspect is armed. Extreme caution.
To get him out in the open, officers try using flash grenades. Still, the suspect refuses to come out.
Throw your weapon and come out with your hands in the air. Do it now.
Suddenly, the deputies notice smoke coming from the house. Within minutes, the smoke has become a billowing cloud. Then flames are spotted.
For your own safety, leave the house now.
Time is running out. For the gunman, this fiery showdown is about to become a last stand.
Come out of the front door with your hands in your air now.
Firefighters are called to the scene, but they can't enter until the suspect is in custody. It may be too late.
Fire department, please stay clear.
Suddenly, the man rushes out. He tries to run, but deputies tackle him from all sides.
Suspect now in custody.
But the same can't be said for the house. Despite the efforts of firefighters, it becomes a blazing inferno. For Dooley County deputies, dangers like these go with the job. It's not a job for everyone. It's full of surprises, and things can get ugly. But whatever the crime, if it goes down in Dooley County, Georgia, it's sure to be a wild ride. Around the world.
It's at 80 kilometers now.
Right here at home. Officers witness the madness. The desperation.
Suspect is down on foot.
The blind chaos of suspects on the run. And they know what it costs to restore the peace.
And our SWAT team confronted them.
Because when danger, mayhem, and senseless violence come knocking, it's a cop's job to answer the call.
Come on.